Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Coker Isle,
Jazzy Ferguson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So, how was y'all weekend?
My weekend was all right.
I was fine. Didn't really do much.
Yeah, I only worked.
Yeah, I had to work Saturday and Sunday with my dad. Other than that, I did nothing. Yeah. So. Which teacher is y'all's favorite so far, and why?
My favorite teacher probably would be Miss Phillips, because I just like the way she teach and make sure her students understand everything. And she make the lesson fun.
My favorite teacher is Miss McGraw. She's cool.
Yeah, she was good. Mine's probably Mr. Guest. He just has a lot of energy, and I love history. So, I mean, kind of biased towards him, but I enjoy his class. I think it's fun. So.
He knew?
No, Mr. Guest. Mr. Guest has been here for forever, I feel like. I don't know, but he's been here for forever, according to him.
And now it's time for the Red Fox recap.
In football, this past Friday night, the Red Foxes were at home in Kellytown Stadium for senior night and beat the Falcons of Darlington 68-0. Hartsville took advantage of multiple Falcon mistakes and turnovers in the first quarter to mount a 40-0 lead by the end of the first quarter. The Foxes then added 21 points in the second quarter to extend the lead to 61-0 by halftime. The Red Fox offense was led by Hakeem Waters, who had 107 rushing yards, Jayshon Anderson, who had 3 touchdowns, and the defense was led by Webb Barnes, who led the team in tackles with 8, and Justin Caney, who intercepted 2 passes.
The HSN offensive player of the game is Hakeem Waters with 107 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns.
The HSN defensive player of the game is Jeet Johnson with 4 tackles, 1 interception, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery that he returned for a touchdown.
This Friday, the Foxes will travel to Cannon to take on the 3A top-ranked Bulldogs.
And that's the Red Fox recap.
Now it's time for the Calabrese Corner segment brought to you by Alleyway Printing. The Alleyway Printing, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say through print media? Call or email us to get started. Welcome to the show, Coach.
What's up?
Dominant win Friday, Coach. What do you think was the key to the game?
Man, I tell you what, we played well in all phases. You talk about Dreek Johnson, you know, with the interception, with the fumble recovery. He did that with a cast on his arm. That's pretty amazing. But I think really you know, our special teams played phenomenal. Our defense played great with the turnovers and offense. I think we were set up on some small fields where we got the fumbles and interceptions, and we were able to, you know, really score a bunch of points early. It was great. Great crowd out there too, man. It was nuts.
40-0 in the first quarter. At what point did you know the game was going your way?
Probably 40-0 in the first quarter. I felt like it was pretty good. You know, I think really, you know, the starting group, you know, in football you have 2 units. You have the starting group and you have the second group. And everybody works extremely hard. And so it's a chance for everybody to get a chance to play. Your offensive player of the week is a backup running back in Akeem Waters. But, man, when he got his chance, he played exceptionally well. So I think that – you know, the neat thing about a game like that is you can get up early, you can get the other guys in the game and really have everybody a chance to do their thing on Friday night, which is a lot of fun for our team to see.
After a win like that, is it difficult to get the team ready to take on a team such as Camden?
Well, I think when they got here Sunday, we do a team meeting on Sunday, and I had a laundry list of things that we had to fix. They were brought down to reality real quick. I think in football you can enjoy a win Friday night, you can enjoy it Saturday, and then Sunday you got to get back to work. There's a lot of things we have to do better as a football team, and we have to be serious about doing that. Obviously, Camden's a great football team and quite a challenge for our guys, so hopefully they're ready to go.
We all know you prepared well. Heading into the game with the Camden high-power offense, average a little over 47 points per game. What's the plan to contain that offense?
Y'all hit me with the hard questions Monday morning. That's messed up. There's a lot of things to do. Their quarterback is like 245 pounds, so I guess eating extra lunches will help us get a little bigger by Friday. You know, they run it well, they throw it well. It's a huge challenge for us defensively. And, you know, again, our kids will prepare hard, they'll play hard, they'll be ready to go, and we'll do the best we can to slow them down a little bit.
We know you can't say too much, but Camden has a really good defense, only giving up an average of 10 points a game. What do you think would be the key to being successful?
So y'all are really not making this very easy this morning. Yeah, I mean, Camden, listen, they've played for the state championship the last 2 years. They've been a great football team. They have 2 4- and 5-star defensive linemen to contend with. And I think our left tackle, Evan, is about 185 pounds on a good day. But, you know, listen, I think our guys, you know, Red Fox spirit is one that we're going to fight. We're going to prepare. We're going to be ready to go. And I think that's what you need to expect. And, you know, our kids aren't going to back down. I think they love a challenge. And I think we'll have a great week of practice. I think the key is really just executing, doing what we do at a high level, and making some plays. I mean, that's what it's all about. So, you know, hopefully we can go out there and do that Friday and score a bunch of points and hold them down and figure out a way to win. That'd be great.
Hakeem had a good quote like that. He said, iron sharpens iron, and that's how y'all prepare.
Yeah, each other. Listen, you know, we had the Bible verse that we actually talked about at the beginning of the season, and really the guys have taken it and run with it. We're practicing a lot against each other. We're doing a lot of things against our best players to prepare, and I think the guys have really enjoyed that. So, you know, when they go to practice, I know all you guys go to practice, and sometimes it gets a little long, and are we ever going to be in a competition or a game? And really what we've done is made practice every day a competition. So I think the guys, we talk about, do you want to be a fat cat or do you want to be a hungry cat? How are you going to go practice? And then they've gotten into the, you know, they know if they play well and practice well, then it's going to sharpen the other guy. And so really I think the mentality of our team is in a great place, and it's in a great place every day that we come to work. So it's exciting. It's just a fun team to work with. We've got some great guys, and they're really giving a lot of great effort. And they're giving great effort Monday through Thursday, not just on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Coach Calabrese, for your time. Good luck this week, and see you next week.
All right, y'all. Listen, I just want to say what a great crowd we had out there Friday. And the student section, man, they were nuts. I didn't even know till after the game when I saw them all dressed up. I heard they were crazy. I think the biggest thing is keep this Red Fox pride coming and keep coming to the ball games and support the guys because it means a ton to them.
Yeah, thanks, they had a beach ball and all.
that's cool.
We went and interviewed Offensive Player of the Week, Hakeem Waters, and here's what he had to say.
All right, we're here with Offensive Player of the Week, Hakeem Waters. How did you prepare for Darlington?
In practice, we prepare. We help each other out, iron sharpens iron. So basically, we prepare each other as a team to play as best as we can on Friday night.
All right, how do you think you performed against Darlington?
I played great. It was like a great team win. I can't say I did that on my own. It was a great team win.
All right, and when you first like came into the game, what was your mindset going through? Like how it performed? Because you had the most rushing yards on the team.
It was a lot of pressure, but it was mainly fun because, you know, there's nothing like playing football on Friday nights with the people you grew up with.
All right, thank you.
And we also interviewed Defensive Player of the Week, Drake Johnson. Here's what he had to say.
All right, we're here with Defensive Player of the Week, Drake Johnson. We're going to ask him a few questions. How do you think you performed, Drake?
I think I performed good, really well, you know, having, like, what's the word? A lot of stamina, you know, and just being really hyped for the game and just working hard all week with the boys and coach and everybody just make sure I get better every day.
How did you perform for Darlington? Or how did you prepare for Darlington, sorry?
What we did was, you know, locked in, locker room, headphones on, you know, take it seriously. Everybody was a big talk about it, you know. We just go ahead and handle business.
How do you want to carry this over, like, this performance to this week against Camden?
I really want to, like, I thought you were the same thing we did last week, you know, prepare hard, you know, and, like, the same old game every day and just lock in and handle business again. Once we carry that over, then you can't be beat.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with...
Go Growl.
Jazzy Frierson.
We're out. Boom!